This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Hospital systems in the state are preparing for more patients with COVID-19. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
Hospitals are preparing for more patients by postponing some inpatient, non-emergency surgeries and procedures, as well as limiting patient visitors. Last week, the state surpassed the number of COVID-19 hospitalizations it had at its peak in April. Despite the rising cases, hospital officials still urge patients who need care to visit the hospital. Earlier in the pandemic, patients avoided hospitals, and some suffered severe complications as a result. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Most local school funding measures in Colorado passed this election. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin.
26 out of 28 measures passed. Aspen passed a bond to pay for affordable housing for teachers and to replace outdated plumbing and roofing. Cherry Creek's bond will pay for a mental health treatment facility for students and security measures. COVID-19 concerns push voters in other districts to approve money for ventilation or for hundreds of broadband hotspots for students. Denver will use its tax increase to boost teachers' salaries. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
A new preschool program in Denver will provide free preschool for families who are a bit less than twice the federal poverty level. Elsa Holguin is with the program.
More than ever, we're striving to figure out how to best support our families in accessing preschool programs.
The program helps cover tuition on a sliding scale. This is CPR News.